Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. The House Rules Committee is still meeting to discuss whether to move forward with the GOP tax plan. They convened more than 7 hours ago in the middle of the night. A fifth man is back in custody after 10 prisoners at a New Orleans jail slipped through a hole behind a toilet and escaped Friday. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the latest person to be recaptured.
Corey Boyd was being held in the killing of a man during a car break-in last year. The five other escapees still on the run are likewise considered dangerous.
They're witnesses and victims, and all of those people are very rightfully very unnerved by all of this.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell.
Time is of the essence, and we are doing everything within our power.
A jail maintenance worker has been arrested on charges of aiding in the escape. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The comedy world is remembering George Wendt, best known for playing Norm on the long-running sitcom Cheers. Wendt passed away at the age of 76. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It was a cyber attack that caused Cellcom customers' voice and text services to be out for almost a week. On Tuesday afternoon, Cellcom CEO Bridget Riordan took to YouTube, social media, and their website to provide an update on the outage.
We were prepared for this, we're prepared for these incidents, and we are rolling our protocol through this.
Riordan said no personal data was exposed in the attack. She gave no timeline for full restoration of service. The outage began last Wednesday night. Text service and Cellcom to Cellcom voice service has been restored. The United States Congress is considering a bill that includes many initiatives from the Trump administration, including cuts to Medicare and tax cuts. Also included in that bill is a provision added by Republicans that would ban states from attempting to regulate AI for 10 years. More than 100 organizations have signed a letter to Congress saying not allowing states to implement and enforce their own laws on AI could harm industries. President Donald Trump has already rolled back some of the AI rules put in place by former President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin State Senate recently approved a measure that would make sharing AI-generated deepfake images a felony. That bill would be moot if Congress's bill becomes law. A Fox Valley school is being recognized nationally for its automotive program. Freedom High School recently received ASE training accreditation for its collision repair and refinish fundamentals program, the first high school program of its kind in the nation to earn ASE accreditation. The program helps students prepare for the workforce by giving them real-world experience in automotive collision repair. The ASE Education Foundation evaluates and accredits entry-level technician training programs against automotive industry standards. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Home runs for the crew.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles in Milwaukee last night 5-2. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Bryce Terang, and Sal Frelick.
I feel like I'm swinging it good. I mean, the home run swing, kind of just like the whole inning, how that transpired, just the guys before me. You got Rhys busting out of the box on a pop-up that he gets the second on, Isaac getting him over, which then allows me to go up there and, you know, try to hit a fly ball where other at-bats, you know, that's never my credit to the other guys in the lineup.
The Brewers have now won 3 in a row and will go for the sweep. Baltimore has now lost 8 in a row, even after firing their manager over the weekend. In college football, Wisconsin waiting to learn if some recruits will commit to playing for the Badgers next year. Defensive coordinator Jim Tressel on what he sees so far from his defensive front.
One thing I'm seeing is a lot of confidence in the defensive front's ability to be tough and difference makers. How physical they're playing, because the offensive line doesn't know if they're going to get hit in the mouth or if they're going to get shook a little bit.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have more rain on the way today. We could get a half inch or more by the time things wind down tonight. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
Child care is in crisis in Wisconsin. This week, I talked with the Sheboygan Four about how access to quality, affordable child care affects every single one of us.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Thanks to all our special guests today. Cheese Curd Nick, who'll be at the Farmer's Market on Broadway today, 3 o'clock. He'll be set up with his unbelievable fried cheese curds and his Coney Island hot dogs and his brats and his hamburgers and the whole thing. And it's all without carbs or calories. Because like I said, he eats that on a daily basis and he's lost 47 pounds. So
half of that is true. He did lose 47 pounds.
But might not have eaten his own stuff.
I don't think he did. But I don't even ask him.
Jessica Williams and Jessica George, local female veterans. Veteran Salute brought to you by Olson Legal Group. They are fantastic in Oshkosh and in
Tomahawk. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd see what you're saying. Sorry.
Ben and Deanna Malcar, they're just not fun.
No, they're not just at all. Not fun. If you want a good time, if you want people, you know,
just too cut and dry.
Stay away.
Yeah. Man, are they fun. Then Mike Hollihan, General Manager, Headlines with the Press Times for our weekly segment. How you doing, Mike? It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Thanks.
Yeah, it's been a while. Do they just not want, does Kramer say you're not allowed to come? Or how's that work? Does Chris do something?
I think with Tori and Janelle here, I think that was working well. Yeah.
They dominated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, we're firing the mayor today, so maybe we'll get them in.
Wishful thinking.
And we fired the Balcours, too, so I'm the only one here.
Oh, geez.
On Broadway, that's where you're located. And correct. You must be excited about a little more energy coming back there with the farmer's market. That's a pretty happening place for your employees and to work and live.
It's incredible. I grew up in Green Bay, so mm-hmm. I knew what Broadway was 40, 50 years ago. And what
did you hang out there?
Well, I don't want to, in college.
Your leathers?
Yeah,
you did?
Wow.
Yeah. But what Brian and the On Broadway crew have done with On Broadway is unbelievable. It looks like a Hallmark channel in the winter when they do the Chris Kindle market.
Oh, and like I said, it reminds me of those little side corner kind of little things in New York City, Brooklyn, in those places, doesn't it?
But they got to get the semis off that road. That's very, very distracting to window shoppers. You know, it's just, and I think they're working. They got some ideas. I'd like to see that happen. But that is the renovation, and wasn't without an investment either, but I think it's paying dividends.
Yeah, and then when the public market, I mean, they're expecting, I think I was talking to Brooke or Mary, and 1 million people.
Yeah, I just want to say they throttled back on that number. That's more than the Packers. That's more than the Packers get.
Somebody had told me Cabela's gets like 750,000 visitors a year.
Yeah. I believe that.
Oh, yeah. That's a museum.
748,000 of them are from the UP when they come down on a weekend. Yeah. Trust me. Go through their parking lot on a weekend and see how many Michigan plates.
Yeah. And a few hundred thousand just go there because to look at everything. That's a little museum with all those animals and stuff. But no, that's going to be great. I think the farmer's market is going to work. A couple things they got to work on. Well, how are you doing? Your paper, paper of the year?
Well, not paper. Close, actually. Okay. The Wisconsin Newspaper Association, every year, all the paid newspapers, that belong to, well, all paid newspapers belong to the Wisconsin Newspaper Association. And every year in Madison, they have an awards banquet, and we were this close to becoming, winning the paper of the year.
Wow.
But no, we last night, we were
this close to becoming show of the year. Yeah, I can't get my arms any wider here.
But yeah, we were at the Green Bay City Council. I was there last night, and we were voted in as the official newspaper of the city of Green Bay.
That's neat. So they're going to use your paper for public notices, for everything, because we have to, the city, every municipality has to publish things. And
yes.
And they picked your paper over the other guy.
Yes.
Well, congratulations to that. That's a good revenue source for you. And it, what that means is more people get their information, I think, because the council voted on it, right? They represent the city.
So yep.
Good for you. Yeah. Well, that's
you guys do a nice job at finding spotlight personality, kind of offbeat sort of stories. I like that.
Yeah, I think I attribute that a lot to Chris Leonard, who just is a history buff and somebody that just truly cares about the community. And she comes up with a lot of that.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Let me ask, are you thinking of more frequent publishing, or where are you going to go with this? I think a lot of people, when you started, were like, nah, it's not going to work, you know, because you were in existence at one time and kind of the Chronicle was and then not, and now it's back. And it's obviously very strong if you're voted the newspaper of the community. Plans?
Yeah, well.
You don't have to tell us.
No. I'll tell you what I feel is the future newspapers, because I think what you're asking is, will we publish a printed product more than one day a week? And we feel that the future of newspapers is once a week in print. On the weekends, you get it in your mailbox, where you can sit on your back deck in the morning with a coffee or in the evening with a beer and read the...
Or like John, the morning with the beer, but okay, go ahead.
Either way, yeah.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly.
But then daily online, you got a high school girls softball game on a Tuesday night. We don't wait for our paper.
Right.
We put it online as fast as possible, either Tuesday night or Wednesday morning.
You guys do a great job covering local amateur sports.
Yeah, we're the official paper of all the school districts as well. And that was one of the things when we bought the paper from Mike Obinger, because it was originally the Ashwaubenon Press that Lois started. And then Mike took it over when she passed away. And when he passed away, long story short, we ended up buying it with the intentions of moving into Brown County, because there really wasn't a lot of local high school sports coverage. And those student athletes need that.
I mean, you guys had a great article on the, was it Bayport and Notre Dame girls lacrosse thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's cool.
That needs to be covered.
Girls lacrosse is being covered, but that's cool.
Yeah, nobody's covered. And here's the thing, too. The other thing is people read news differently than they did 40 years ago. I mean, there's still people that love to get it in the paper form in their mailbox, but other people want to read it online or on the Facebook feed, but other people want to see it in videos. So that lacrosse game that you mentioned, we actually had one of our interns there, a high school intern, a gentleman named Grayson, that's doing tremendous from Bayport. He went to it and not only wrote a story, took some photos for a photo gallery, but then he did a video interview of two of their athletes that we put on our website, on Facebook, and on TikTok. And on TikTok alone, one of those video interviews of the girl, one of the girls, got over 17,000 views in a few days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Ty! Are we on TikTok?
What's that?
Are we on TikTok?
We are not.
Okay.
But isn't...
Because I don't want to see you guys dance. Yeah, that's the big thing.
Understood. Mike, I've never danced in public. I'm not about to now, Mike.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Talk about the price of your paper is still, I think, I don't know, you got to be raising the price sooner or later.
$59 a year.
Yeah. I mean, I get three newspapers, and yours is not only the best, it's the least expensive, which it's great.
Yeah, at this point, we're $59 a year. I mean, the cost, unfortunately, the cost of newsprint keeps going up, the U.S. mail keeps going up. We're getting hit again with another increase from the U.S. mail. But, you know, we want to be careful with that. But, you know, compared to other print publications, we're very inexpensive.
I just got
to
say, I'm not sure what the price of ink at a printer shop is these days. I just bought my own home printer, okay? And already after 2 days, cartridge low. And I checked the price. It's like $60.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
I don't. Ink is so expensive.
Yeah. It's nice to get it delivered, right? I mean, we like that. And you probably can't get your own delivery person like some other people. But that's not going to slow down, that the post office because they've raised their prices and lowered their quality of service. 5 days now, right, Johnny? Didn't you get a letter from Manitowoc to Green Bay? Your wife sent that? It was crazy. And it's like the service used to be better and cheaper now. But whatever, it's a government entity.
Princeton, Wisconsin to Manitowoc took 7 days.
We have a paper up
in, and it was a manila folder, so maybe that was, you know, heavier than like whatever, but yeah.
We have a paper up in Marinette County called the Peshtigo Times, which like the Press Times. It's all local news, local high school sports. We're the only ones up in Marinette County covering Krivitz, Wasaukee, Gillett, Searing. And that paper, my parents grew up in Marinette, so when we had the opportunity to buy it.
I picked that up at the gas station in Marinette every time I'm driving to the UP. Yeah. You know exactly where I mean that.
Yeah. And when we bought that paper, it had over 8,000 subscribers, which is one of the largest paid subscriber papers in the state. And I'm going to the U.S. Post Office on this. And what was happening is our office was when we bought it, it was getting inundated with calls with paper, people not getting their paper on time, sometimes 2 weeks late, sometimes 5 days late. And what we discovered was the papers were getting delivered from our printer out of Shawano to the Peshtigo Post Office. Now, I also want to say the people that work at the local post offices are great.
They're
people.
Great.
Great people. They do everything they can to help you.
It's not them.
Right. But what happened is the paper was getting delivered to the Peshtigo Post Office, all 8,000, and then the Peshtigo Post Office was taking their papers, sorting them, and they were getting them out in the mail the next day. And then we personally delivered them to the Krivitz and Marinette post offices in Menominee, and those got out the next day. But then all these people that lived in Gillett, Searing, Wasaukee, they were getting the paper a week, 2 weeks late, and we discovered what was happening is the papers that got delivered to the Peshtigo post office got delivered back to the Green Bay post office, and then Green Bay was shorthanded employees, so they were getting sent to Milwaukee and sometimes getting lost. So now what we've done, and it was the suggestion, actually, of the postmaster in Peshtigo, who's tremendous. We're delivering personally to each little post office.
To the site.
The site. And now that's eliminated the issue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Worth Mike Houlihan. How do you pronounce it, Mike?
Houlihan.
I know. I want to say Houlihan. I had a Father Houlihan one time. And that's you're not related to any priests, are you?
No, I'm Catholic. But
it's pronounced the same way. Yeah. With the headlines of the Press Times.
Everybody is not.
And we got a thing called a Pass It Forward intern program we're also going to be talking about.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's get to the intern program. I think that's is critical for students. We have one right here.
Yeah, the internship program has been mind-blowing. In my other life, and Chris Leonard in her other life, we'd like the show Fantasy Island, we'd be teachers and high school teachers. And we all know the state of the news industry, newspapers, TV, across the board. It's in a state of flux. And there's a shortage of local news coverage, and there's a shortage of students getting into journalism. And newspapers are shutting down nationwide, and in addition to that, when they need to find employees, they're having a hard time finding employees. Yeah. And in general, the newspaper industry is old. The people that are working in it are old. And we kind of Mr. Magooed into this. It wasn't our brainchild, but Microsoft a few years ago, 4 years ago, reached out to us and other entities and said, hey, would you like to be involved with a grant that we're doing with local journalism? And we said, absolutely, yes. And so we got involved in it. And long story short, we tied in with UW-Green Bay. The Dean of Humanities, Charles Ryback, took the money that he got from Microsoft and invested it into his students so they could have a paid internship at the Press Times. And it was 6 students a semester. And that first semester, two of those students, our sports editor, Tori Wittenbrock, and our City Pages editor, Janelle Fisher, were a part of that internship program. And what we saw, excuse me, was that you get the best and brightest because we interview the interns, right. And we select the ones that we want to bring in, and all of them come in and we create a great atmosphere in our office intentionally, and they all love the whole internship program. And we see when they came in versus the end of the semester, under the tutelage of Chris Leonard or Tori, our sports editor, Janelle, how to cover the news, how to write the news. You don't go to the left, you don't go to the right, you write right down the middle. And by the end of the semester, there's seasoned veterans covering school board, city council. And so we knew the Microsoft money was going to run out after they said 3 years. They ended up going 4. It was tremendous. But we reached out to the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Popke, and Nicolet National Bank, and asked if they want to get behind it. And they've increased their backing the last few years, each year with it, which we can get into a little bit. Yeah.
And we'll talk about one other thing you mentioned. When I was going into college, journalism was literally the most popular major, because that's during Watergate, where everybody wanted to be an investigative reporter and everything. But a lot of schools have dropped their journalism programs. It's bizarre. Okay, we'll be back with more. Mike Holohan, General Manager, Headlines of the Press Times. Back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
This Memorial Day salute has been brought to you by Wisconsin Spice. The staff of Wisconsin Spice are proud to honor the memory of brave Americans from every walk of life and in every generation who gave their lives in service to our country. As you enjoy your Memorial Day holiday, everyone at Wisconsin Spice invites you to join them in pausing to remember the price others have paid to keep us free. That's Wisconsin Spice, the world's premier manufacturer of mustard.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We dug holes, little foxholes, to jump into and take cover when you heard them coming. But after a few weeks, you didn't worry about it anymore. What was the point? They weren't aiming at you. They just fired the damn things. So if you were going to get hit, you were really going to get hit. That was my attitude, which I realize now was really stupid. But that's just the way it was. I don't know why I did it, but instead of jumping into a hole, I walked around with my camera, hoping to get a great picture. When sappers got into the perimeter, they would have explosive charges and satchel charges on them. A few were suicide attacks with everything strapped to their bodies. They tried to kill as many guys as they could. It seemed like that was their main mission. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfair Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoyable. Mike Holohan, General Manager, Headlines of the Press Times, a Pass It Forward intern program. Both talk about our experiences with kids or ourselves with the world of journalism itself. But Mike, Jim brought up something right before we put the headphones back on. You get that journalism degree, and I'll tell you what, doesn't matter what the paper industry is, man, are there about a million different offshoots you can do with that once you have that degree, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, Jim, talk about what your daughter did.
Right. She does. She got a journalism degree, and she met with a lot of journalists. One of them was, don't do it. There's no money in it. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. Don't worry about the money. You know, we'll figure that out later. And she's went from Nashville to New York now, assistant publisher, and it's just led to some great things. And John was talking about his start too. Journalism led to TV, and you know, I just think it's not like you're going to write news. There's nothing wrong with writing newspaper the rest of your life. I mean, like he said, there's Watergate. Some of that stuff was very cool to be the, you know, investigative reporter. But I think journalism is a very rewarding career. Doesn't start real high pay, but I don't think that should be the focus, right?
Agreed. And again, back to that internship program with the Packers Give Back and the Nicolet National Bank. They've been involved now for a few years. We're now up to 9 students per semester between St. Norbert and GW Green Bay, and then NWTC where John came through. And it's unbelievable. It's been a game changer for us in the aspect that again, you look across the whole United States and papers are failing. Papers that are there are older people. And in our thought process is moving forward with these interns, they're teaching us things as well. Right. Because here's the thing is the future of journalism it's so important what we're doing right now because it's all in flux, but in flux is opportunity. And the future of journalism isn't what it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Not, you know, you're still going to do your serious stories because that needs to be done. You're still going to cover city council and school board because that needs to be done. But in addition to that, we got to start understanding this younger generation doesn't want to read the paper like our generation did. So we're heavily involved in multimedia. One of our former interns, Katie Koisman, she now is the head digital editor for our papers, where we're doing a lot of video. And one of the things that we noticed is these high school sports videos where we'll just put a Bluetooth microphone on the athlete and do a video interview with your iPhone or Google Pixel and put it up online. Some of these videos, Tori Wittenbrock did one at a Packer game that got over 865,000 views on TikTok alone. And so it's
Todd, are we on TikTok yet?
Yeah, just, man.
We will be by this afternoon.
Okay, that's right. But we'll monetize that.
None of us will be working here anymore, but...
And we are, Nicolet National Bank sponsors all the high school stuff, but it's telling us people want to consume news video. So we do a lot of news video as well. And John does a lot of it for us.
Yeah,
and
Kramer.
He is incredible at it. I mean, it's high production stuff by a one-man band because John is incredible. And John is the future of what a journalist needs to be. John goes to a ribbon cutting, takes photos. In addition to that, we'll do a video. And in addition to that, we'll write 300-word story. And back in the day, the journalists, the way it worked with journalists is they had a reporter go to it and a separate photographer.
Yeah, right.
Well, that you can't afford to do that anymore. So you need to be multimedia. But the other thing I'm saying is, as a newspaper now, we're looking at this summer, Tori's sister, Bree, is a junior at Tennessee, and she did an internship with us last year on the marketing side. She has a personality that's incredible. We're going to start doing edutainment videos where we're going to tell a story. We're not going to go left or right. We're going to give people information, but Tori's going to do it with video that's going to be entertaining as well. And my guess is that's going to take off like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
So in the morning, I get... I buy your paper, I buy your competitor's paper, and a couple other ones that are paper that I read. But then I get three of them online. And online, I wonder if you're going to do this. They have the story, and like Biden's whole prostate cancer. Mm. That's a long story. That's a long article, and you can hit where it's read by a computer.
Yeah, I get the New York Times, and you can do that on there. You can just say have the story read to you.
You just
I love if you're driving, you know. Obviously.
Or how do you get a job being the person that reads?
No, it's a computer.
The story.
It's probably AI generated.
No, they say that before that. This is going to be, or if you're cooking or something, right? Mm-hmm. And you still want to hear the story. Is that something your paper's considering? Or?
That's a really good idea, Jim. I mean, we do podcasts, but maybe we need to start doing that as well. That's not a bad
idea.
Correct
me if I'm wrong, Michael. And again, I'm a huge fan of print journalism. Always have been. I miss the old days. But was the journalism... society, whatever you want to call it, industry, were they a little slow in foreseeing the future that the whole process of the paper and the printing and yada, yada, yada was maybe getting a little, that model was a little losing its luster? Or was the news print business a little slow to adapt?
I would say, you know, everybody was in the whirlpool for a while there when the internet came out and nobody really knew what to do. I mean, for a lot of things, if I would have looked back and said, hey, I should buy up some domain names and you can make a lot of money on that, you know? And, but I think people are starting to learn it now. And I think, you know, the future, we got to go to where the people are.
That's what I mean.
And
what
they want.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do here. And I personally think, you know, it's like Russell Wilson, why not us? Why not us here in Green Bay? Our owner, Pat Wood, has talked at national newspaper conferences about this internship program. I think it's something that is a model for all newspapers to turn things around because you're draining the swamp. You're bringing in young journalists, and you're bringing in young journalists that have ideas of how their generation wants to receive the news. Yeah. But I don't think it's the print edition's ever going to go away. Once a week in print.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Mike, keep doing what you're doing, man. Sure enjoy it. Enjoy working with you guys.
Bet we do.
Check them out, ladies and gentlemen. Press Times. Headlines of the Press Times. Mike Holohan, thanks very much for being here, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Quick break. Terry Barr will be joining us when we come back. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The next Wisconsin Supreme Court election is about a year away, but candidates are starting to announce their intentions to run. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up next year, and she's already announced that she will run for re-election. Chris Taylor announced a challenge yesterday. Taylor was a lawmaker representing the Madison area and then a Dane County judge. Currently, she's a judge with the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. The Supreme Court race this year was the most expensive in American history, with Justice Susan Crawford winning with a 10-point lead over Brad Schimmel. The election next spring will not determine the ideological majority of the bench. If Bradley wins and keeps her seat, that would preserve the court's 4-3 liberal majority. If a more liberal candidate wins, the majority would grow to 5-2. Wisconsin's 78th Allison Dairyland has been chosen. Sarah Hagenow of Poignet will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister, Ashley, was the 76th Allison Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversations. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a movie to watch, here's a Pete pick. As I might have mentioned, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opens this weekend, so I thought I would give Dead Reckoning a rewatch, sort of a cinema stretch out before the big release. It's as good as I remembered it from 2 years ago. Cruise does battle with an AI-formed weapon called the Entity that can take on different forms. Isai Morales, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Simon Pegg, and Ving Rhames round out a great cast. Definitely worth a look before you head to the theater for The Final Reckoning. Singer Jessica Simpson ended her 15-year TV hiatus by performing, if not necessarily singing, on American Idol. The reviews were mostly negative, especially on social media, where everyone's a critic. Simpson belted out Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' with Josh King on the season 23 finale Sunday night, and sang her new song, Blame Me, and they did. Simpson's performance was uninspired and looked unrehearsed, but at least she tried way too hard. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have more rain on the way today. We could get a half inch or more by the time things wind down tonight. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that the point of the Doge layoffs was literally to cause federal employees trauma? The truth comes out. We discuss next at 4 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Special thanks, Mike Holohan. General Manager Headlines for the Press Times, Benindiana Malcor, moving with the Malcors. Check them out, folks. They've got some beautiful places listed right now that just sound fantastic. Jessica, by the way, those ones at Northbrook still
fascinate me. That's a great place to
I'd like to see one of those. Yep. They just go across for their Friday night buffets.
Yeah. And golf.
Jessica Williams, Jessica George, local veterans. Veteran Salute brought to you by Olson Legal Group of Oshkosh and Berlin. And, of course, Cheese Curd Nick, Farmer's Market. I was going to say, it looks like it's clearing up out there, but
how's that
it's
going?
It's not. No. That it just got brighter. It got a little bit brighter, but it's that is still. Look at when you see the leaves turn that way from where we're sitting and we're facing south, and all the leaves are turned. You know it's right coming right from the north and from the bay.
One more little shout out to Mike Cullen. The fact that he's all in on that industry.
Oh, I love
not
it.
Not just his paper. Yeah. Like he's talking about getting a bench and getting interns and where it's going to go in the future. And I just was really impressed with him today. I'm so glad he was awarded the newspaper of the community.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Great guest once again. No Terry Barr today, Todd?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, Terry, sleeping in? Hungover again? Or was it anything in general?
Phone.
Yeah, was that what she's going with?
Although, come on. This is a good time to complain about phones because I just tried to call my mom. And
people have regular service? Because I know people were saying Cellcom to Cellcom. Might work if you do this and then, you know.
But did they say
spin around with it?
I thought they said voice was working.
Not for me. And I know I've tried calling some Cellcom numbers. What are you, Todd?
Verizon.
Okay. Intern boy, what are you?
I got Cellcom too.
All right. Try to call me. Do you have my number? Seriously, because you never know. Maybe it did pop up. Because do some people have it so they can call anywhere now?
Yes. Your phone does work. Because didn't you call me on your cell phone?
No, he tried calling me on my, he's going to try and call you right now, Jim. He tried to call me this morning and.
No go.
Oh. Yeah, see, that works,
Ryan. Did it work? Try mine. Do you have my number?
I don't think he does.
Good. No. Don't call me.
Okay. I'll give it to him right now.
Isn't that weird that some cell-to-cell works and others don't? Because, like I said, I just tried to make a call. Yesterday was chasing down Andre because I needed something from him. Yeah. He's on Cellcom, and we just ended up texting. It's just like...
It just won't.
That's frustrating, though, after 3-4 days.
I'm waiting for some calls, and I wanted to set up some stuff. And all my guys that I'm dealing with are like 75 years old, so they're not big texters. That phone ringing is everything to connect. And for 7 days or whatever, I haven't been able to. I've got a couple of events coming up, and I'm sure the people are trying to get a hold of me.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, it's coming through. Okay.
All right, so you can go Cellcom.
Okay.
Well, no, I just tried it, and it didn't work.
No, but Ryan's calling.
No, not with Ryan.
Me.
I just tried to call my mom.
Oh.
Oh, and she's got Cellcom?
Yep.
Hmm. Well, she might have you blocked or something.
Yeah, I was just
gonna say. Too much spice in it. Chicken chow mein.
I
told the Malcors out there. I said, "Wow, thanks a lot about the artificial weeds."
The plants.
That we
yeah.
So that doesn't bring back memories of my mom. One of her last things, but Trisha, Johnny brought those flowers. They're fake. They're put them in a drawer, throw them away, or something. Yeah, Josephine.
No, I used Jesse's phone. So
all right.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to follow that because.
Well, it's going to be interesting if it ever comes out exactly who or what
did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that it's amazing though how much you kind of rely on that. It's like when it's gone, it's like holy mackerel.
Okay, is it okay?
But I still have a landline. I'm old fashioned.
Okay, I don't. Okay, this could sound real naive of me, but is Cellcom national, or are they just Wisconsin-ish?
Well, no. You, my kids have it, and
okay,
so you can get it, but they don't have offices in New York and California.
Well, that's what I mean.
You know,
so
I think the people,
the rest of the country, isn't affected by this, huh?
Not sure.
Well, they're. Phones in other parts of the country are affected by this.
Right. But
okay. So your daughters are affected?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's why they had to get new. We had to get them off the plan anyway. This is a great opportunity. Plan, it's like, I mean, come on. After a while.
Pay your own.
Right. Yeah. That's what we said.
Were you guys still paying for them?
Wow.
Some stuff, you kind of wind that down when they this and that. And
once they start making more than mom and dad.
I know, right? And they all do.
Mm. Well, then it's time for them to pay for mom and dad.
But I just want to say, in their defense, they've never, well, I shouldn't say it. It's always been that way. So we talked to them this week and said, look, you guys, maybe this is a good time to get your own service. Like, okay. They weren't like, oh my God, I really need this. They're like, okay. I don't think they have an idea how much it costs. But anyway, I think that's it. Auto insurance, we kept on ours, but that's gone. I don't know. I think that's pretty much it. Do you just pay for anything for your daughter?
Smart kids, though.
I don't think so.
Smart kids. Because if you don't talk about it, you just kind of keep taking
just let
the service.
It go. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, as long as the rent is not on our bill. You're right, John. They make more than I do, and God bless them for that. But so this was a good time to break it. We just never talked about it. It's not that much either. I wouldn't know. Anyway, so what's going on?
Well, I just want to ask one more thing about that. Do you think it'll ever come out exactly who or what or how? Or do you think that's almost like one of those classified type things?
No. I think people are going to dig pretty deep.
I would think so, too.
Because it's not like a couple hours.
Yeah.
It's a week.
But, I mean, the scary part with this that's going on out there with these kind of things is if they can hack into something as big as Cellcom, who's to say they can hack into a financial thing, a transportation thing? Oh, yeah. I mean, it is.
And, maybe they use this as a test model. Cellcom, I don't know how many subscribers they have. And it worked. Maybe Next is a bigger company.
That's
like this
I mean.
Is this is the model that worked. This is how we did it. We hacked this, did that. But I worry about everything being online, this banking. That scares me. That's why I still keep a little bit under the mattress. You just never
just
know.
A little bit.
You just never know.
Under the mattress, under the bed. Under the mattress in the spare room, under Milton's couch, under the cushions.
I sometimes worry about
the shoebox.
It's like one of those mafia things when they hear the cops are coming. They're in the freezer, right. Taking out the veal, which is actually $100 bills.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of just current news, that's very current, but do you follow that New Orleans prison break?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. That.
Okay, some people are going to prison now. Well, they will be. The maintenance guy.
What? Okay, did you see his background?
No.
Okay. But, everybody deserves a second chance, but in a prison?
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy had a record?
Yeah. But did you see how they caught one of the guys? I mean, this is almost scary from, like, the old, 1984 Big Brother's watching?
Yeah.
He was walking down Bourbon Street.
Oh, I saw that. That facial recognition.
Just looked like a typical guy, baseball cap. Hoodie, just strolling very casually, and boom.
Picked him up. Boom, there he is. Yeah, that's weird. And you walk down there quite a bit, and I didn't know that they were...
I didn't either.
Had facial recognition.
I mean, he would have blended in on any street in any city.
But for them to recognize your face, they have to have a picture of your face, and they don't have ours.
Well, you're out there.
I thought they got that when you were, fingerprinted and stuff, no?
But how many pictures are on your pictures all over?
They can just take it right off of Facebook?
They'll use whatever they can use.
Oh, I thought you had to, give permission or something.
Do they have those what do they have at, gas stations? Because criminals get caught a lot of times coming out of gas stations. It's like, do they read... license plates?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, having worked in that industry for a little bit, there's cameras everywhere.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they really are.
Yep.
Do the gas stations themselves put those kinds of things up? Or is that the local law enforcement?
Nope.
No, that would be the gas stations
are in charge of that.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I tell you, in Green Bay, we have a lot of cameras. We have more than you think. Because they were grants.
That's good to know.
Well, they were grants that you get.
I know.
And it's like, okay, we'll accept it. And
okay. Are some of those right up on top above the things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim's down in his basement like tonight, and he's got the big wall and he's looking, of the TV screens.
Yeah.
And he's just clicking around.
Oh, man. Have you ever been in the Packers security room?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
That's a lot of screens, and they can zoom in on stuff.
I told you that one time I got a text at a Packer game. It's like, put it down. I'm like,
yeah.
What? Put it down. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. I said, Mino, this is so a cop. That's your third brat and your fourth beer.
Yeah.
Put him down. I'm like, where are you? Yeah, Who are you?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe we should hire him for our diets. Yeah. Some dogs watching us.
Mino, put down that cookie.
I always gave tours when I'd have guests come in for the games, and I always went to the security room. And then, I don't know if you know that, Todd, but right down in the where the players are, it's a little bit further than where the players' locker room is, but there's two jail cells, too.
Yeah, I've never seen those.
And I'm like, do you guys, who goes, there's two of them. Is it male and female, or is it the Packers and the opponent? But he goes, no, it's male and female. So can you imagine putting...
Right next to each other?
In the same cell. If you're...
Is there toilet facilities?
Those are pretty small cells. I think there's one. I mean, there's obviously one in that area. I don't know. But what I really thought that was interesting, though, that they were separated by male, female, not... Because if you put a guy in there from the Bears and a guy from the Packers...
Oh, my God, anything, yeah.
Right. I don't think that would end well. But anyway, they know what they're doing over there. But yeah, we put them right down in there. And then after the game, they take them over to...
I've heard... not to get into this subject too much, although we could get Joe Vertigo in it. I've heard that when you're being held, okay, that... The other, like, let's say they got, in some places, they got the one little facility, so to speak, in, like, the corner of the cell. Okay? In holding cells.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking we have.
Okay. But my kidneys would explode because I would hold everything until I was more private. Everything.
Oh, I
would die from, I get what's called septic because I would hold it for a week and a half. But what I've heard is that other prisoners or whatever are very respectful about that and will, like, turn their backs and stuff. All right. So,
okay, I don't remember that being a topic of discussion. Maybe there's another bathroom in there that they take them to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I think there would be. I should know this. But anyway,
And then what do they do? Then after the game, do they take them to Brown County or wherever? Okay.
And then.
But they don't, because I think it's.
Then the next day they get habeas corpus, but somebody works for our government.
That was pretty funny, actually.
I know.
But they're, I think it's Philadelphia. They'll actually like do the trial right then and there.
Yeah, they got video cameras right
there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that we're set up that. I don't know. It's probably changed too in the last 5 years.
But. So when they say arrests, you know, 12 arrests at the Packer game. Okay, are they normally always for drunk and getting in a fight or like?
Do you know what we kick a lot of people out for? Sex in the bathroom.
Shut up.
No, I swear to God, Johnny. I get those reports. And they don't get arrested. They just get ejected. Because you look at 12 arrests, there's how many ejections? 35?
So is it guys in women's restrooms or women and guys' restrooms?
I don't know. It's usually...
Wow! That shocks me. Wow!
Yeah. So...
Wow! What else have I not done that you've done?
What'd you do at the Packer game?
Jeez! So, yeah. How do you live that one down?
Yeah.
I got anyway. Some really cool news I wanted to pass
along.
Okay,
let's do that.
You know, we've got the Civic Media app, right?
Yeah.
And you choose WISS or WGBW, and you can always text the studio that way.
Yeah.
You can now send a voice note.
So you
can actually speak to us through our app, and it comes to the studio, and it sounds a little something like this.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Mino and the Mayor. This is your producer sending a voice note from the app.
So now, not only can you text the studio, but you can send us a little voice note, and we can play it on the air.
Somebody right. Do it. We'll get a prize package, the first one.
Well, I will listen to it. Of course I will.
Oh, yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, I just, 35 years?
I know. I was like, right? A little
Jim, this is Bob from Ashwaubenon. I voted for you every year.
Let me tell you.
Even when I moved to O'Connell Falls from my cabin, I still voted for you.
Yeah. Why'd you tear the mall down?
What the hell? Am I don't have an Orange Julius anymore.
That's right. That's
right.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey, Jim, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24/7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at pickleandbags.com or on Facebook.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases, from wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care. Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich. Served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed.
The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And with Memorial Day on the way, there are so many different events coming up all throughout your new Wisco area. From car shows, 5Ks, and Memorial Day parties, there's just too many for me to make an individual spot about. So don't worry, I've collected them all for you to go through, and all you have to do is head to WISS.FM and click events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Mind the Mayor on a Wednesday morning. I mean, it is getting brighter out. Still windy and it's still a little rainy, but once again, there's no chance they would shut it down, right? Farmer's Market, first one for the night here on Broadway and Green Bay. That's, I don't think so.
100% chance of rain this morning, and it tapers off to 35%. No, they won't.
Okay. All right. I'm going to walk over there, get something.
Oh, yeah. Curtain. Me too.
I'm going to get one of those big hot dogs. Those things are fantastic.
Was that one of those 10 things, Todd?
I didn't think so.
I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. I forgot what you said. I didn't
for
write it down.
A friend.
Yeah.
It's a shut-in, and he likes having a little something. I'm going to get him.
Watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I know that friend.
Yeah. I'm going to bring that to him.
Okay.
I am. So nobody's helped me out on that scotch that I got to buy for my buddy.
Just get him Chivas Regal. It's a good name. It's not that expensive.
Is that better than Johnny Walker?
Black is, well, Chivas Regal is cool because it's got the silver to it. It looks kind of fancy. Comes in a nice box.
Once again, the name that I got was L-A-P-H-R-O-A-I-G.
No.
You've never heard of that one. And you used to be a Scotch guy, right?
I used to.
So Chivas would be the best way to go?
Chivas.
Chivas?
Chivas Regal.
Can't get wrong with that. Nope. Can't go wrong with that.
They like it. They like the.
What about good. What about that Johnny Walker blue?
I don't think it's blue. It's black, you mean?
Oh, I think there's a blue, isn't there? That's
really,
like really expensive. Like a couple hundred bucks a bottle?
No, that, no.
I think it's Johnny Walker blue.
I haven't had that.
All right.
That I remember.
Well, you haven't been in that world for a while.
No, I've been out of it. I've been a good boy, so.
And you know, the guy even said, hey, we'll have some scotch together. I'm like, how about if I just bring some shoe polish?
Right? I went to.
Because there's nothing I could taste that tastes less good to me than two things. Okay, three things. Three things.
Well, I like, no, I don't say scotch doesn't taste good. It tastes great.
Scotch, gin, and warm vodka. If there's anything, as much as I like good vodka and ice cold vodka, is there anything worse than warm vodka?
I don't know if I've ever had. Why would you have warm vodka?
Because if you don't have ice cubes and you don't have it in the freezer,
and you really need it,
yeah.
And
you know? You're halfway home from the liquor store.
Okay. Wow. I have never had warm vodka. Yeah. Right.
Well, you know why I'm saying that?
Why?
Because my liquor store is right next door here in the market.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do want to say about the scotch. So I went to, you know, I raised a little money once in a while. I went to a guy's house, and it was, I don't know, 3 p.m, and like 100-year-old stuff. Irish guy. And
okay.
Because it was a special occasion.
Scotch or whiskey?
Scotch.
Okay.
And I had some. And it was
bet
like,
you did.
Wow. It was good, but you don't take, doesn't take much of that stuff to.
Oh, I believe that.
Anyway.
I believe that.
Last time I had it, but it was
but
good.
Now it's, okay. Do people mix, I mean, I hear scotch and sodas. No.
No, that's, no. Nope. No.
Okay.
Just on the rocks.
That's it, huh?
That's it. I don't get the, let have the callers call in.
Okay, look at this. Look at this.
I wouldn't mix scotch.
Johnny Walker Blue.
Wow.
$239 to $299.
That's why.
Tammy. Wow. See what I mean?
Yeah. So, all right. So there's red, black. What is the blue? I mean, like just aged, I suppose.
It looks like Aquavelva. Remember the, what was it? Icy Blue Aquavelva? It's got that kind of a look. Yeah, it does. Okay, look at that hat over there. Look at that hat.
It's that color?
It's that color.
The bottle.
No, the actual scotch.
Wow. I wouldn't, you know what?
Is that?
If it's $29, I wouldn't buy that.
No. It's just, it's in a blue box with a blue label. It's not blue.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No.
Jeez.
All right. Okay. I thought it was.
No other morning show has more disinformation.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're a little
off there. I'm getting confused. What's that one blue? Is it
It is Aquavelva. It's Aquavelva, John. That's the blue solution.
Yeah, but Curacao? Is that the name of that one liqueur? Curacao? C-U-C-A-R-A-C-O.
Curacao.
Curacao. Yes, yep. And that's that color, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was thinking.
All right. Wow. Okay, good. It looks. Oh, is it sweet?
My dad used to wear that stuff.
Aquavelva. Yeah. Slap it on or whatever.
To this day, if you smell like an English leather, or Aquavelva,
right.
Or the one that we used in Brute. High school, Brute,
the green one,
they will bring you back.
It's
to
amazing.
A time and place unlike anything.
We talk about music bringing you back. So can certain smells, and if it's not that Brute. And Old Spice. Yeah, you're right.
That's Old Spice is another one.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. That white bottle.
Right.
And just
absolutely.
And everybody wore that.
Absolutely. And you never knew how much to put on. Because after like
put on too much.
JV basketball games, we're going to be sitting out in the stands with the, you know.
Ladies.
You would just load it on. And they must have thought, oh, my God. Hey. But there
funny.
Was something manly about putting on Brute.
Yes. You're that just, green bottle at that little chain.
I might start buying that again and wearing it in here. I'm not even kidding.
People don't wear it. I don't think people wear it.
I think
anymore.
It's time to bring it back. Isn't it?
I don't think people wear
it.
What was the
use of aftershave? Was it to cool down their skin or something?
Well,
or just
it was a little
smell,
bit after, just after shaving, you know, would cool it down.
Yeah.
But I it
but
that
it
stuff
would
was pretty
like
fragrant.
Hell first.
It burned like hell.
Yeah.
But the fragrance,
it's like
at I
Home
think,
Alone, right?
Right.
Ah!
Yeah, but the fragrance, I think, is what made people keep
okay,
going back.
Let's just be honest on something.
Yeah, I did.
Our dads were so much cooler than us.
True.
They wore aftershave, knew how to do it just right. They had the right stuff for their hair, and it always looked good.
Shaved with a blade?
Shaved with a blade, clean shave.
I don't do that.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
There were just
look,
so
I get
many
it.
Things, they were just cooler.
Shoes were always shined.
They that was my job, though.
Yeah, well, we had a shoe shine kit.
I love that because my brother showed me how to spit shine when they came home from the Army.
Yep.
I asked so badly for a shoe shine kit for Christmas one year. You can't believe it.
Oh, yeah, and you didn't get one?
No.
Really?
No. Uh-uh.
I'm surprised he would have bought you one because he's the beneficiary of that.
Yeah.
Well, I did all my brother's shoes, did everybody with the spit shine. You put the thing in a little can and they give you cotton batten.
Two different, the brown or black.
But what I wanted to do, I had this good friend in school, Joe Durfee and his brothers, Arnold and Joe and Tommy, I think. They used to shine shoes downtown Nagani.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do that so bad. My dad was like, no way you're going to be a shoe shine boy downtown.
Tips are great.
But it was like, they would have, exactly. They'd be the next day and have all this cash.
Remember Leslie Nielsen when they go to shoe shine guys? How to do the heart surgery?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's funny how this show came right back around.
Right.
To
we started
Nielsen.
With that this morning.
I'd be the shoe shine guy in Caddyshack. Remember when he made that? Here's your. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, Mike Dubosky. They're still at it. The House Rules Committee meeting for more than 8 hours today, gaveling in at around 1 o'clock this morning, debating whether to further the GOP tax plan. It all comes as we're also learning Jerry Connolly has died of cancer. The 75-year-old Democrat recently stepped down from the top Democratic role on the House Oversight Committee. The House chamber holding a moment of silence after learning of his passing.
Oh, no. To stop and say a prayer for his family.
It also changes the math in Congress somewhat. Republicans now hold a 220 to 212 edge over Democrats, making a majority 217. That means Speaker Mike Johnson can afford just 3 nay votes when passing legislation. More than 65,000 people from Missouri to Georgia are without power today after severe storms. This is ABC News.